Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this exciting edition of the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about tiny shutters, and we'll even talk about iPhone photography. How about that? I am Mark... Yeah, I know. Novel concept. I am Mark Sadowski, and unfortunately, Joe is sick today. But fortunately, we have Matt Hoffman filling in for Joe. Matt Hoffman is one of the co-hosts of the Tiny Shutter Podcast, as well as the Casual Photography Podcast. Matt, it's great to have you aboard.
Thanks. It's an honor to fill in for Joe today.
It's quite. I'm glad that we were able to get you at the last minute.
Well, you know what I did? I actually hopped a flight to South Carolina, so that way I could really kind of get a good feel for what it's like to be Joe and, you know, hopefully fill his shoes a little bit better than if I were just sitting up in New Hampshire.
You know what? That dedication is unprecedented. But if you mention how warm it is down there, I'm going to hop a flight and pop you one. And filling in for Matt Hoffman today, we have Shannon Guy. Shannon Guy is one of the co-hosts of Casual Photography. And Shannon, glad to have you aboard.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Awesome.
Wow. I did not hop a flight to New Hampshire, though, because it's 81 degrees down here.
God damn it. Now I have to pop a flight to where Matt is and then take a connecting flight to where Shannon is. But I'll have to hit your husband because I can't hit you.
Okay. I'll take it.
He'll be there, you know, watching TV. All of a sudden, bam! Ow! Why? It's a pleasure to meet you, sir. Anyway, iPhone photography. How about them photos?
How about them apples?
What have you guys been up to in this exciting world of iPhone photography? Let's start with you, Shannon.
Lots of selfies. Lots and lots of selfies. Right? Because that's all it's for. I'm just kidding.
It seems like that lately. I actually have to say, you did have one of the best selfies I've ever seen.
Oh, Lord.
No, this is going way back. And, God, I think it's when we were reviewing some bokeh app where you get to add your own bokeh, like the blurry spots, and you did this selfie, and like on to the left or right of you, I don't know which side is which, you had these little bokeh hearts kind of
okay, I know
around.
What you're talking about,
but you never looked at the camera. You were just kind of looking whimsically to the side, and I thought that was pretty creative.
Well, that was a while back.
It was going way back, but I said to myself, she's going to be a guest host on our show someday.
Well, I'm glad it finally came to be.
It took a while. We are quite lazy. How about you, Matt?
I sadly have really not done a whole lot of iPhone photography in the last week or two. Not really sure exactly what my problem is, but I definitely hope to remedy that situation here, hopefully this weekend.
Well, in your defense, you are getting ready for a pretty serious move.
I suppose, this is my second to last Friday in New Hampshire.
It's going to be a sad day when you leave.
It will be. I agree. Let's talk about something else.
You got it. All right. So let's, touch on a little bit of news.
News team, assemble!
And of course, when I mention news, I mean absolute bupkis, because all anybody's doing right now is just talking about the iPhone rumors. And it seems that people do these rumors in waves. First, it's the news that, you know, hey, the iPhone's going to do this, iPhone's going to do that. And then shortly after that, we have the concept art that comes out. And in this case, TechCrunch did an article. It's dated March 31st, so this isn't a New Year's. It's not an April Fool's gag, I hope. Maybe the guy was in Europe when he wrote this article. But one concept artist created something called the iPhone 6 Air. And basically, it's just imagine the iPad and the iPad Mini, the thin concept design, and integrate it into iPhone form. So first of all, what do you guys think about this design? And give your thoughts about, you know, what you, you know, you, do you think Apple will do this? Can they make it any thinner? Let's start with you, Shannon.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Wow, she is feeling it for you really well, Matt.
She's doing a stellar job. I'm actually afraid for my spot on the show.
Matt, let's start with you. What do you think about this iPhone 6 Air concept?
Well, if it were real and it were to be anything like the little concept drawing there, I would literally be afraid I'd snap it in half in like a second.
Yeah.
You know, it just looks like something you'd put it in your pocket and, you know, I don't know, sit down or crouch down and just snap it right in half. It's so thin.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that I hope that they don't ever create something like that, because I think there's a lot of people that, you know, would probably love to have a phone that's basically as thin as a credit card. But for me personally, I just think the ergonomics of it would be terrible for iPhone photography.
Oh, absolutely. Just imagine having that one gust of wind come by and...
Yeah, take it right out of your hands.
Yeah. Especially if it's the rumored 5-inch or 6-inch or 7-inch, you get yourself a mini sale.
You know, it'd be hilarious to see an iPhone fluttering down the street.
Especially during the autumn when the iPhone changes colors and fall out of everyone's hands. And oh, it's a great moment here in New England.
Yeah.
Shannon, what do you think?
I mean, I like the thinness of it because, I mean, I always put, you know, a massive case on my phone anyway. So anything to make it a little bit thinner to fit in my pocket would be great. But
thinner
I don't know.
Pockets.
Well, I don't know. I mean, trying to fit my case into my pocket of my jeans is not always something I can do.
Do you wear those jeans?
Skinny jeans? No.
The tight
pajama
jeans?
No, I don't wear those either.
The ones Brooke Shields wore that nothing would get between her and her Calvin Kleins?
No, I'm not that fashionable, but I mean, the cases are always, you know, a good, I mean, the case I have now is an OtterBox. It's the waterproof one.
Yeah.
And I can barely, I mean, I can get into my back pocket okay, but I can never get into my front pocket. Oh, maybe my jeans are just too small. I don't know.
Maybe I'm fat because they fit fine.
That's what I was thinking. Not about you, but about me.
No, you don't have to think about me. Let me be alone in my own shame.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to not think about you because that would be weird. That's done. A different podcast.
I don't know. I just can't see them getting any thinner than it already is. Of course, you know, they always surprise us. But, I mean, you got to think about the battery life, the screen size that might happen. Who knows? It looks like a nice concept design, but I just can't see it happening. If anybody wants to see it, go to tinyshutter.com and we'll have a link to the TechCrunch article and, give us your own opinions. The other thing I wanted to talk about is, the rumors for the iPhone camera. Now, we always feel that the iPhone camera is usually, you know, the best in the world because, well, we're using it and it's such a great system, great design, but looking out there, to the other manufacturers, HTC One did something very interesting with their latest HTC One M8, I think. I forget the moniker for that. Basically.
Yep, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's a great design. It's a, I think it's a 5-inch screen on this one. And the camera, they have a dual lens on it. And what this is, and if anybody's familiar with Casual Photography / Lens White podcast, you'll know that we've talked about Lytro quite, what's the word? Creatively? but what happens with this one is it's taking two photos at the same time. You have your main lens, which is taking a picture, let's say a person that you're photographing. Say you're doing a really creative selfie. And with this second lens, you are able to create a nice depth of field to your image. So your background in your selfie will be properly blurred. And as I understand it from what I've been hearing, it's doing pretty well. And do you guys think that Apple will come up with something like this? Do you think they're going to break with their one lens design to do something like this? Do you guys want to take some speculative guesses since the rest of the world is?
I highly doubt that they will.
Yeah.
I feel like if they did do something like that, a lot of people would just kind of write it off as a gimmick, even though we all end up having apps on our phones that simulate depth of field.
Yeah. How about you, Shannon?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't see them. I mean, it could happen, but excuse me, I really don't see them doing it.
Apple seems to be more with the software side rather than the hardware. Yeah. I think if they're going to do something like a depth of field imitator, they'll have a piece of software that will create that function rather than an actual extra lens, since room is pretty tight in those devices anyway. I just thought it was interesting what other people are doing, and got me thinking that maybe I should check out what's happening with the other cameras out there. Almost, but, you know, we'll see. I might just walk into a Windows store.
What, by accident?
No, I can go in there on purpose. It's not like I'll run into any lines.
True.
April Fools? You're
well, I've
late.
Already passed that. It's every day. Every day is April Fool's Day at the Apple, at the Microsoft store. Oh, Nokia. You have such good phones, but such crappy operating system. Anyway, enough about them. Yeah, I thought it was interesting. HTC One, like we talked about last week, it has a really good overall look and feel, but it just falls apart, you know, on the inside and the outside and the software and everything in between. So, wow. At least they look good doing it. But moving on, let us go into some, what do we get next? Post pick of the week. All right, Shannon, you're the newbie. It's your turn.
Okay, how do you normally set it up?
Let me just start by saying that post pick of the week is when we bring out you, the listener, and showcase your work. And to submit your photos, all you need to do is add the hashtag #TinyShutter to your Instagram photo, and boom, you are entered to become post pick of the week. And you will also be joining thousands upon thousands of photos that are submitted every day. We're up to like 19,000, I think. And it's a growing community in there, and we are extremely thrilled that everybody is sharing their work. So thank you. Keep them coming and keep up the great work. So with that, why don't you tell us who is our lucky person this week?
All right. The image that I picked is by the user MKUltra00 on Instagram. And it is titled The Tourists. And it shows two girls sitting on, it doesn't look like a bench, but it's some sort of concrete structure, possibly. They're just sitting on it, just relaxing. One of them's throwing a peace sign. I really like the colors, the contrast. I just enjoyed it. So that is the picture that I chose.
It's what's that on their heads?
I don't see anything on their heads.
Oh, I think we linked the wrong one in our Skype chat. So, wow.
Yeah, that's not it.
Oops.
Hold on. Let me see if I can figure it out.
Way to go, mysterious intern that is helping us with today's show. Who shall remain nameless. But anyway, the one that's linked here is pretty cool. Here we go. Oh my goodness. This is bonus points because I think she's carrying a Fuji camera with her. I think that's a Fuji X100. So way to go. That's a great choice. So it's two girls, one bag. Oh, that joke is too old now.
Well, yeah.
It still worked for me. And so with that, let us go into our focus points for this week. And if my soundboard worked.
Focus point.
I'm just going to go real quick. And one of my favorite games has just updated. It's a game called Tiny Thief, where you're this little dude that has to pickpocket and, you know, it's basically a puzzle solver, and they just made an update. So everybody go check that out. It's really fun. Yay! Matt, you have one for this week?
I do. Mine is a service called Books to Me. If you want to look it up online, it's BOOKSTO.ME. And basically what it is, it's a service that you would sign up for, and it basically takes your Instagram pictures for like a month and then creates a book for you, and they send you a book in the mail with your Instagram pictures. So there's basically two different plans you could sign up for. You could get a book every month or get a book every 3 months. And it's a hardbound book. And I think you could have between like 50 and 200 pictures in the book.
Wow.
You know, I thought it was kind of cool, but then I thought, well, you know, what if you're taking pictures of like your lunch and you don't really, you know, I don't know, maybe you went to Chipotle and had a burrito you didn't like and you don't want to remember that lunch. You know, that's kind of weird if every picture you're uploading to Instagram ends up in a book. But it turns out that the service has a hashtag that you could put on any pictures that you don't want included in the book. So that's kind of cool.
It seems easier that you would put the hashtag on photos you would want included.
Well, no, because the idea is that, you know, a good majority of the pictures that you're posting to Instagram would end up being in the book.
Hmm. It seems kind of cool.
Like, yeah,
you can cancel any time, I would imagine, right?
I believe so, yep. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You could have between 20 and 200 pictures in a book. That's for the monthly plan.
Yeah.
There's the hashtag for omitting an image. If you take less than 20, let's say you upload less than 20 images to Instagram in a month's time. If you're like me, you're moving and you're not taking too many pictures, they'll send you prints instead, 5x5s of whatever pictures you did upload.
That's instead of cool. A book.
So that's kind of cool. And then you also get free shipping in the US.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, I can't vouch for the quality on this because I haven't gotten one of these myself, but, you know, it's $24 a month. So, you know, if you're shooting like more than 100 pictures a month and you'd want to have them in a book, I don't think that seems like a bad deal.
No, it's actually pretty reasonable. In fact, that's about on par with what you would pay with Mosaic, which is another place where you can do a nice little book. Not necessarily just Instagram, but for everything. And I actually really like Mosaic. It's one of those things where if I'm photographing a wedding, I will take a bunch of the photos that I take that day and just put them into Mosaic and give it as a little keepsake for the bride and groom before they get their big, big album. So this is actually kind of cool.
Mosaic is actually pretty cool too. I've used their app and gotten, one of their products. It actually was not the book. They have another product with prints and these little stands to prop the prints up.
Oh yeah.
And, I got, I don't know, for some reason I bought that and gave it to my parents.
Nice.
And they thoroughly enjoyed it.
That's
but
cool.
Yeah, Mosaic's a little different than this. It's, I mean, it's kind of the same idea, but, this, books to me is just your Instagram pictures and it's, like a monthly subscription, more or less.
Yeah. This is pretty cool. Shannon, what do you think?
I mean, I think it's awesome, especially if, you know, you use Instagram as much as we do.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having to, you know, pull up your phone or iPad or whatever tablet you use to show off your Instagram pictures if someone doesn't follow you, a book would be much more ideal.
Yeah. I think one cool thing to do with this would be, you know, if you have kids, mm-hmm. to maybe mm-hmm. create a separate Instagram account where you upload nothing but pictures of your kids and then, you know, get a book every month of just pictures of your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see my wife liking this a lot.
Or cats, if you have a cat.
Is that a call out on me?
Yes, Shannon, you are the only one on the internet that likes cats.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about has their own Instagram feed for their cat.
You have it.
Oh, do you?
Do you?
I do.
Oh my God. Why has this been a secret?
I didn't think it was.
Dang. I got to know this. What is it?
It's at Watson Rex, WatsonRex.
Awesome. And that's my post pick of the week right there. Your cats are crazy.
I know.
Well, I'm going to follow that for sure.
Yeah.
Never have too many cat pictures in my life.
I really hope our magical intern puts that into our show notes. Wink, wink. Very good. Yeah, this is a great pick. Shannon, did I already ask you for your pick?
No.
Okay, what's your pick?
All right, my pick of the week is the app 360 Panorama. And it's a really neat app. You can take, you know, regular panoramas with it. But another cool thing you can do is you can take a full 360, you know, top to bottom, all the way around you. And then you can turn it into like a tiny planet picture.
Yeah.
And anybody that's been on my Instagram feed, I have posted a few of these. Mostly just taking in my front yard, and I've gotten plenty dizzy taking these pictures. About fell over. My neighbor saw me, thought I was a little nuts, but it comes out perfect. So, I mean, I highly recommend this app. It's a lot of fun. You get dizzy doing it. Might fall down, but it's cool.
You didn't spin so fast that you exploded and turned into Wonder Woman?
No, I'm no Wonder Woman.
That's a joke that only some of us will get. If you got that joke, then you're either a nerd or you're old. Possibly both.
Well, I didn't get it.
Yeah, you're young.
Oh, I got it.
Welcome to the club, Shannon.
I've been in the club.
So yeah, that's a great pick, and I really dug the photo that you had of what was it, a sunrise or a sunset? I know I asked you before the show.
It was sunrise, because right in front of my house there's a view of the mountains, and the sun was just coming up over the mountains. So I jumped out there and got a full 360 panorama picture of the sun coming up over the mountains.
That was awesome, and I haven't seen anybody do that tiny planet effect where it's just dark with a like this halo light. It was very eclipsy. It was really cool. So cool. And that's all for this week. I think we should wrap it up and let us tell the world where they could find you guys on the internet. Let's start with you, Shannon.
You can find me on Instagram at ShannonGuyPhoto.
Cool. How about you, Matt?
I can be found on Instagram and Twitter at mhoffmanphoto.
Sweet. And if you want to contact the show, you can do so by emailing us, theshow@tinyshutter.com, or just go to tinyshutter.com and leave us a comment in one of the posts. And we are also found on the Twitters at tinyshutter. And just do a search on Google Plus and or Facebook, and you will find us on just do a search for Tiny Shutter. And great. Thank you, Shannon, for filling in. And thank you, Matt, for filling in. Guys did a bang-up job. I'm sure when everybody gets back to their original places, they will be very happy to hear that you guys did a very good job.
Yay.
Mark, thanks for having me, and I hope to be on the show again.
I hope to have you again soon. We are having episode 100 just around the corner. We would definitely love to have you both back on the show for that. That's going to be a fun-filled episode.
Fantastic.
Sounds great. I seriously hope that Skype can hold everybody. So, that's all. Take care, everybody. We'll be back next week, and hopefully Joe will feel better. God, if only he was here right now to hear all the well wishes. But, oh well. That's all. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.